This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, Test 4. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. 1. Which prize has the man just won?
And in second place, Tim Davidson. Tim, would you like to say a few words?
Well, I want to thank everyone who has helped me to do so well today. Because it's not just about me, the player. There's my trainer, my manager, and my wife, Jane. I know she'll love this beautiful glass bowl, so it won't be up on a dusty shelf with the cups I've won in the past. We'll enjoy looking at it every day. And I'll be back next year to win that silver plate. Thank you.
Now listen again.
And in second place, Tim Davidson. Tim, would you like to say a few words?
Well, I want to thank everyone who has helped me to do so well today. Because it's not just about me, the player. There's my trainer, my manager, and my wife, Jane. I know she'll love this beautiful glass bowl. So it won't be up on a dusty shelf with the cups I've won in the past. We'll enjoy looking at it every day. And I'll be back next year to win that silver plate. Thank you.
Two. What was the man's first job?
I know you think being a postman's not a very good job. Long hours and not a lot of money. But I enjoy it. Better than some things I've done. When I first left school, I spent a month or two cleaning windows, and then I got a job building houses. Now that was hard. Of course, when I was at school, I dreamt of becoming a pilot, but I failed to get on a training course.
Now listen again.
I know you think being a postman's not a very good job. Long hours and not a lot of money, but I enjoy it. Better than some things I've done. When I first left school, I spent a month or two cleaning windows, and then I got a job building houses. Now that was hard. Of course, when I was at school, I dreamt of becoming a pilot, but I failed to get on a training course.
Three. Where will they have something to eat?
I'm really hungry. Can we stop for something to eat before we get to the airport?
Sorry, there isn't enough time to stop at a cafe. Your mother's flight gets in at 10 o'clock and we've still got quite a long way to go. We don't want to keep her waiting, so I think we'll go straight to the airport. We'll need petrol on the way home, so we can stop for a snack at a service station.
Now listen again.
I'm really hungry. Can we stop for something to eat before we get to the airport?
Sorry, there isn't enough time to stop at a cafe. Your mother's flight gets in at 10 o'clock and we've still got quite a long way to go. We don't want to keep her waiting, so I think we'll go straight to the airport. We'll need petrol on the way home so we can stop for a snack at a service station.
Four. What does the woman's house look like now?
Oh, it was really strange going back to Redmond, where I used to live. Everything has changed so much. I went to see my old house. It used to have trees in the garden and a hedge in the front. Well, the people who own it now have built another bedroom over the top of the garage and removed the trees and hedge so they have more room to park their cars. Oh, it made me feel really sad because it looked so different.
Now listen again.
Oh, it was really strange going back to Redmond, where I used to live. Everything has changed so much. I went to see my old house. It used to have trees in the garden and a hedge in the front. Well, the people who own it now have built another bedroom over the top of the garage and removed the trees and hedge so they have more room to park their cars. Oh, it made me feel really sad because it looked so different.
Five. Which sport will they do tomorrow?
It's great here. I've just been horse riding for the first time in my life. And tomorrow I'm going to learn how to dive off the high board in the swimming pool. I had no idea there were so many things available.
No, I came for the cycling mainly, so I haven't tried all the other things. To be honest, I don't think the pool is for me really, although I'd like to try the riding. Would you be interested in doing that again tomorrow with me instead of the diving?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Now listen again.
It's great here. I've just been horse riding for the first time in my life. And tomorrow I'm going to learn how to dive off the high board in the swimming pool. I had no idea there were so many things available.
No, I came for the cycling mainly, so I haven't tried all the other things. To be honest, I don't think the pool is for me really, although I'd like to try the riding. Would you be interested in doing that again tomorrow with me instead of the diving?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Six. What can you see on the television programme?
Coming up next on the Science Channel is the latest documentary produced and presented by photographer Daniel Hamilton, who made the prize-winning series about African animals, which you may have seen last year. His latest series is simply called Earth. And viewers can enjoy some amazing photography, with pictures of the planet shot from cameras in space using the latest satellite technology. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Now listen again.
Coming up next on the Science Channel is the latest documentary produced and presented by photographer Daniel Hamilton, who made the prize-winning series about African animals, which you may have seen last year. His latest series is simply called Earth, and viewers can enjoy some amazing photography, with pictures of the planet shot from cameras in space using the latest satellite technology. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Seven. Where will the man sit on the plane?
On the plane at last. Now, our seats are in row 12, over there.
Yes, A and B. Seat A is next to the window. Do you want that one, or do you prefer to sit in the middle?
Well, they said the seat on the end seems to be empty too, so I'll take that one instead. I'm not that keen to see outside.
Well, I love looking at the clouds, so I'll sit near the window. We'll put our newspapers in the middle, okay?
Now listen again.
On the plane at last. Now, our seats are in row 12, over there.
Yes, A and B. Seat A is next to the window. Do you want that one, or do you prefer to sit in the middle?
Well, they said the seat on the end seems to be empty too, so I'll take that one instead. I'm not that keen to see outside.
Well, I love looking at the clouds, so I'll sit near the window. We'll put our newspapers in the middle, OK?
That is the end of part 1.